back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline. Three, two, and one.
Stand back, Burrito!
Help me.
The time 23 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline, the most listened to sports talk show in the great Southwest. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Wednesday, and we have carefully prepared another 4 hours of sports and all that that implies, which will be dealt out in 14-minute segments as we make our way through the course of the afternoon today. 14 minutes at a time. That's what we're doing. So hold us to that, okay? And if we cheat you out of a few minutes, call us and let us know. Let us know how defeated and cheated you feel. What's the matter? That was an odd face from you.
That was an odd face.
You.
Did I make an odd one?
Yeah, it looked like you were trying to expel gas.
Oh. Have you seen the commercial? Speaking of technology that Grego won't embrace, I know we were segueing into that. What Albertsons is doing, where you can, like, you have a scanner, your own personal scanner. That you, each time you pick up something off the shelf, you scan it, put it in your basket or whatever, and then by the time you check out, you're ready to go. Like you're all paid up or whatever.
No, I haven't seen that.
The chick from Everybody Loves Raymond, the wife on there, was just showing you how to do it. It's like...
Who is that?
Now, that's a good idea. I kind of like that
idea. You
do? I kind of like that idea.
I would get behind that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But still...
But how do you, like, if you say
it's
you
all
buy
weighted.
Something that's, how do you buy something, like if you're buying tomatoes that they sell by the pound? You don't carry around some scales with you, do you?
No, you probably do it the way you do it at Central Market, where you get them and weigh them and they print a little thing for you.
Which, by the way, I like that.
You don't mind that?
No, not really.
That's not your job.
It's not my job, but I don't mind that too much. That way you can get exactly how much you want.
It may not be his job, but it is.
technology, the Grego won't embrace. Technology, the Grego won't embrace.
That's right, it's time once again. That's not bad. Plus, I love Central Market. Love that place.
Why do you like it?
Because they have good food there. It's good stuff.
It's kind of like a maze.
Yeah, they guide you through everywhere. They make sure that you see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always...
Unless you go in the back way like I did.
You don't go in the back way.
I do.
You're not allowed to.
And you go in reverse order?
Mm-hmm.
Grego.
You're bucking the system, man.
I know it. Because that's, normally I just go to the prepared foods.
That's very...
I don't do the grocery.
That's very punk rock of you, Greg.
Yeah, Central Market is interesting because you can't get everything you need there.
Mm.
I mean, you still have to make two trips. That's kind of why I stick to my good friends at Kroger.
But what you can get there is better than what you can get at Kroger.
I totally agree. But I don't want to make
there's anything wrong with Kroger. There's certainly a place for Kroger in this world.
Yes. Yes, there is.
We're about to get a new Tom Thumb downtown over off Live Oak and Good Latimer. That's exciting.
You know what? It's been a long time since there's been a downtown grocery store.
I don't ever remember there being one.
I'm sure there was one at some point.
It was probably a supermarket.
Yeah.
Not in my lifetime.
Nothing down
there? Nothing in downtown?
No, I don't remember a grocery store.
Because right now the closest...
I may be wrong about that.
Is the
Maybe
closest,
somebody else can, but I can't.
Is the closest supermarket to downtown the Albertsons on Lemon?
Probably.
That is so far out of downtown when you think about it, about that being the only major grocery store in the area.
That's the closest?
I think so.
No. There's one on Gaston. There's a Winn-Dixie on Gaston.
There is?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
But then
maybe it's not
there
on, no, wait.
On Live Oak.
Maybe well, it's not on Gaston.
There's a Fiesta on Henderson and Ross, too, but...
If you need any Hogsheads or Menudo.
What did I buy you? Remember we went to the Mexican grocery store in San Antonio? I bought you mole sauce. I didn't buy it. I snuck it in your deal, and you just paid for it.
And then he bullied us by pouring it all over our hotel room door.
Yeah, including inside the key slot.
You bet I did.
So anytime you put the keys in there, you got mole sauce on
you
it.
You bet I did. I'd do it again, too.
Such a bully.
Hammer.
How would you like to live in New York, though, where you got to go to your butcher and then to the little corner grocery store?
Produce shop?
Yeah. You got to go to like 20 different places
to
get everything
that.
You need. No. God, man. I like everything.
I think that'd be a beating.
Yes, it'd be a beating.
I think you'd embrace it.
Would you push around your own little cart? You'd better just carry all the bags. No, that'd be a beating.
See that? Yeah.
You get your own little cart that you push around.
Because you can't go put them in your car because you don't have a car up there in New York.
Could you do New York, Danny?
I think so. Well, I'm going for the first time during our vacation.
Oh, you never
I've never been to the city, uh-uh.
You'll have many a tale
to
tell.
It's a cool place.
It's a very cool place.
Is it comfortable?
Yeah.
Do you and Grego both dig it a lot?
Yes, we do. We think you will, too. We go there a lot. We dig it. We bet you will, too.
And at the produce stand, you can get 15 tomatoes.
If you want them.
If you want them.
15 tomatoes?
You're going to pay for them, though.
15 tomatoes if you want them.
Can't even imagine how expensive that would be. Absolutely, you bitch.
We got a ton of stuff to get to here today. A lot of cowboy talk. And I think we're going to start with some stuff on the association. And what happened there last night. We'll do that next. It is 3:30 on the ticket.